You can't get enough of what you don't want. You can't get enough of what you don't want. Warning, this is a very advanced article. You should probably start with the easier ones if you are here for the first time. Okay? An interesting glitch in the nature of reality is that our driving desire, the answer to our dreams, the one thing that would seem to fix our complaints, doesn't fix anything. We could say that you can't fix what's not broken. And actually it would be a very astute remark. But if that is the case, that the thing we are trying to fix isn't broken, why does it seem that what we most complain about not having would fix it? It's an optical illusion. It is part of the human condition that we are propelled forward, or kept in place, by the ego. Let me show you some examples from my life here, but let me warn you, the speaking is so overt, you'd want to judge the person in the stories. Don't do it. Your SHD also stinks. Your version of stink is just slightly different. Judging another for their soul correction is deadly. I have warned you. I have had a complaint for over years that I am not appreciated for what I do, or what I can do. I went to Israel and they didn't roll out the red carpet. To thank me for going there, thank me that I got my high-level education in another country, and that I am just taking it there, it won't cost them anything. Truly a gift, and I am truly a gift. As in, you are a gift to the world, grooming the next serial killer whose self-esteem is so high that everyone else looks like a midget or a moron in comparison. Statistics show that people with high self-esteem are the most likely to hurt other people. Welcome to my party. Obviously, what should fix this complaint is people rolling out the red carpet and tell me how much they appreciate me and what I can do for them. But I dare you to try it, and you'll find utter boredom or anger as an answer. The truth is that it would bother me. Why? Because truth be told, I don't care about that. That is weird. I warned you, it is a weird machine, and you have one just like it. Or better said, your life is run by one, just like it. Now, if you go under the hood of this machine, what you will find is that the ego is throwing its weight around, in the rhythm of the soul whipping it. Soul, whipping. WTF? Oh yeah, you haven't figured it out yet. The soul wants to perform the impossible task of transfiguring itself into a giver. Ain't gonna happen, brother, ain't gonna happen. But the soul is going to give it a try, at least for a while, until it runs out of juice. My soul correction is, forget thyself. So the first task is to act out my own self-importance. And then rein it in. That is the soul's correction move. Now you do it every day, till you die. That is your job as a human being. To rein it in. Every day. Till you die. You can be a farmer, a mom, a cleaning lady, a university professor, an actor, a magazine publisher, an internet marketer. You are not limited to a certain occupation to rein in your ego, are you? The art is to do it. Once you do it, the fulfillment, the happiness, the peace, the belonging is right there. It doesn't spoil the joy that tomorrow you have to do it again. You can do it, and you earn your happiness and your high vibration every day. So the original complaint was not pointing to the direction of what you wanted, in fact exactly the opposite direction. Another one of my complaints is that I am not loved and that I don't belong. It's a big complaint. Let's check if I got what it seems to want. Would that scratch the itch? Hardly. I am a lone explorer of the nature of reality. I have even declared that my life's purpose is living on the edge, generating distinctions of transformation for humanity. This declaration is 30 years old. It was the then current understanding of what I wanted to use my life for. Belonging and being loved, in that particular life purpose, is a burden. It's a shackle. A limitation. A prison. It's like putting a soaring eagle to a cage so it can be safe. It's not an eagle anymore, and is, for sure, miserable. So you see, giving up the complaining and loving people when they are there is what brings peace, and doing what you were born to do regardless. That is what will make me happy, fulfilled, satisfied, and not afraid of dying. At any moment, imagining myself on my deathbed, I am fulfilled. There could be more to explore, but I did all I could while I was around. And not trying to fix my complaints by putting myself into a relationship, into a group, into something to belong to was crucial. Those times when I did that, I was miserable, and half dead. Which means, you can get to your soul's purpose by looking under the hood of your main complaints. That is if you have eyes to see, and distinctions to tell things apart. Alas, for most people the old S-training koan is true, for you everything is the same as everything else, except that not always. Or a similar statement from the advanced course, you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. The Daily Connection course is almost ready for public consumption, teaching all the distinctions that you need to be able to look under the hood and come away with something worthwhile, your soul's correction and what to do to be in harmony with that. Until then, you are probably sick, dumb, poor and miserable. By design. The Daily Connection has all the third phase activators. And you can get them here. Get third phase activators.